Today we're gonna make some homemade butter with whipping cream and a mason jar. That's it. You can actually even make whipped cream with this, and I'm gonna show you those steps right now. Let's go. Okay, so just pour in about a half, just half of it. You want to ensure that there is still air in there because you have to have air for it to knock back and forth. Okay, this is obviously if you don't have raw milk, access to raw milk and a butter churn. You can make it in this, and it's a fun activity for kids. So all you're gonna do is just shake it. And you're gonna do this likely for about 5 minutes. So I'm just gonna kinda fast forward here. Okay, at this point, it's gonna feel like nothing's shaking anymore. This is the point where you can use it for whipped cream. It's like a Cool Whip. Okay, so you're gonna take this and mix it with vanilla and some powdered sugar or any type of sugar, really. But powdered sugar usually works best. And you have Cool Whip. But you keep going and to get to the butter. Okay, so it's gonna start breaking. And what I mean by that is you'll start feeling it shake again. So, okay, at this point, it's about to break. It's getting so close. You can see how it's about to start separating right there.
Right.
And we're almost there. You're gonna start hearing, there we go, the buttermilk separating. Sounds sloshy. Now you hear it, good. And when you're using whipping cream like this, your butter's likely not gonna come out yellow. The same thing is whenever you get fresh milk during the winter and you use fresh raw milk, it's usually not gonna be that golden yellow. Sometimes they use artificial colors just because of the time. Like they'll use artificial or natural, like marigold. You know, back in the colonial days, they used marigold and stuff like that to give it that butter color that we know. Now you can see it's, so we're gonna just rinse this off and pat it and put some salt in it, and we will have some butter, some fresh homemade butter. I live in Louisiana, so we can't get raw milk legally unless you have a cow. So depends on where you live. So that's why I use whipping cream. Pour the buttermilk out. You can keep it and use it later. Just pour it into a bowl. And use some spring water or filtered water to rinse it. Gonna pour the butter right out and pat it. Make sure all the moisture is out of it. You don't want to use your hands because they're gonna be warm and then it'll just kind of melt it. I mean, you could do whatever you want. You're just kind of mushing it together. And if you have like a mold or something, if you want to make like a decoration, whatever. You can put it in a little mold. It's up to you. Super easy. And it's at this point where you can, if you're gonna put any salt or thyme or cloves or whatever you wanna put in it, you would put it in right now. Actually, I'm gonna put some salt in it right now. All right, I like to use this Celtic sea salt. It's just absolutely amazing. It comes from off the coast of France. Super great. It's actually gray. It's not white because it's pure. But So you're going to put your salt on there, and then you just mix it in, kind of fold it over. And this is also going to help preserve the butter to where it lasts longer. That's also the reason you rinse it off, so it doesn't go rancid. But if you plan on eating it that day for dinner, then it'll be fine. All right, there we go. Fresh homemade butter, even when you don't have a cow. There you go, and enjoy.